here with newly signed defensive lineman Zach Kerr. Zach, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Why was Denver the best choice for you?
I think Denver was pretty much a no-brainer for me. You look at the defense, you look at the culture, you look at, you know, the staff. You know, you got Mr. Elway upstairs running things, and it was kind of a no-brainer for me.
What was that like when John called you?
It was a surreal experience. My phone rang. I got a call from a 303 number, and I'm looking, so I'm okay, it's somebody from Denver. I pick it up, and it's like, he's like, is this Zach? I'm like, speaking. He's like, how you doing, Zach? This is John Elway. I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? You know, so it was surreal, man. I had a friend there with me. He was like, yo, John Elway just called you. I'm like, yeah, bro. Like, it's crazy. So, you know, just to have a great player, a great man, a great person like that, great businessman like that to, you know, take interest in you and notice the things that you're good at is, you know, it's flattering.
I know you had that sack against the Broncos. No hard feelings, right?
Yeah, no hard feelings at all. Actually, I was just – me and Trev were literally just eating before I came over here and did this. So I told him, I said, I hope it's no hard feelings, man. I enjoyed playing against you, and I'm definitely happy that I'm on your team now.
One thing the Broncos have done a lot this offseason, they add you, they add Pecco, yeah. They add some big guys on the offensive line. What have they told you about trying to add some muscle there along the line?
That's pretty exactly what you just said. I mean, come here, try to bolster up the run game, and just cause havoc, man. Make plays and be disruptive. And, you know, me and Pecco, I feel like we're great additions here. We're going to help, you know, we're going to help any way we can. But I think I can learn a lot from him, you know, him being an 11-year vet. And I think he can learn a lot from me just bouncing ideas and reflecting off each other.
With the way that you grew up with your mom, your sisters and everything, what does this contract mean for your family?
It means a lot. And I told them, actually, when I had called them, I said, this is just the start. You know, it's just the start. And we can finally say we got a little bit of money. You know, we got a little bit of something going on. But they were all excited. They were more happy that I'm just happy in the situation I'm in. Money is money, you know. It comes and it goes. And they weren't really too worried about it. But they were just happy that I got the opportunity to be happy.
I know you grew up in a homeless shelter, yeah. In middle school and stuff like that. How active do you plan to be in the community here?
Very active. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to one of my agents yesterday, and I was telling him that I wanted to kind of start looking up stuff and trying to get involved in the community already because, it's right now in the offseason, it's kind of hot. We just signed, so everybody, the buzz is going. So why not get in the community right now while the buzz is still going and kind of put a face with a name with the people, the good people in Denver, and, you know, go from there. But I'm definitely excited about doing that here.
Not having a permanent home as a kid and everything that happened, how did you get out of that?
Just determination, and believe it or not, I never thought the circumstances were even that bad. So I didn't know that we were poor until I kind of got older. I'm like, oh, what, we were poor? For how long? You know what I'm saying? I knew that we always had clothes, we always had food, you know? So it was kind of different for me because I didn't look at it as, oh, being everybody else looked at it like, oh, man, you were homeless? I'm like, yeah, I guess. You know, it wasn't nothing to me. You know, we were still good. My mom did what she had to do to make sure we all survived, and she kept a roof any way she could over our heads, and you couldn't tell me that we weren't rich when I was young. So it was, you know, it was fun.
We're excited to have you here, Zach. Congratulations. Getting on the field here in about a month.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. It feels like it's been forever since I've been on the field, but I'm excited to get up here in this good altitude, get some good wind in me, man.
Oxygen.
Get that oxygen right and, go from there and raise up, man.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Congratulations, man.
I appreciate it.